Magic in the Blood by Devin Monk. Narrated by Emily Durante. Copyright 2009 by Devin Monk. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. I dunked my head under the warm spray of the shower and rubbed shampoo into my hair, wondering where my next hounding job and paycheck were coming from. I hadn't been using much magic since I got back to town, and the bills were piling up. It was time to get on with my life, time to get on with tracking spells again. I heard a distant pop, like a light bulb blowing, and all the lights in my apartment went out. I opened my eyes just as a stream of soap dripped into them. Ow, ow, ow! Outside, the wind howled past my bathroom window. We'd been having some bad storms lately. Plain old windstorms, not wild magic. Probably a tree or landslide up in the West Hills had knocked out the line or blown a transformer, throwing this part of Portland into a deep early morning darkness. The wail of an alarm from a nearby business started up, and then an answering siren, and then two joined in on the noise. A couple car alarms got busy. I rinsed as much of the soap out of my eyes as I could, turned off the shower, and stumbled out of the tub. I hit my shin on the toilet bowl. Ow! I groped for the sink, found the cool surface with my fingertips, and looked over my shoulder at the single frosted window behind me. No light, which meant the magic grid was down too. There were backup spells to power the streetlights in case of blackout. Spells the city paid the price.